Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, hello, and hi. This is the Product and Purpose Kim Network, and this is the show Self-Expressions, and I am your host, Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. Hello, welcome, everyone, and hello again. I'd just like to thank everybody for joining us for the 976th episode of Purpose Kim Network, and tonight's title is Success is Certain, RIF 2019. And the reason why I've titled tonight's show is because RIF is so important to me in my early life, where RIF stood for Reading is Fundamental. And the reason why I'm going way back and even back, into, what I've learned, within my, my lifetime is that, RIF was a program that was designed to, to get our young children, myself included, to make sure that reading was fundamental. And reading is fundamental is so important because it was something that was incorporated, and then many other things were incorporated within, my young, childhood, which was, connecting and understanding, how to, to operate and navigate the English language. And one of them was a cartoon, was from the ABC afternoon special, was called Conjunction Function. And that was a way to how to understand adjectives and adverbs and stuff like that. And so, just like how I learned how to do that, and it seems like with, how things are going and how, children seem to, pick things up. There's one thing that we fail to, understand how to incorporate, and that is the Bible. And a lot of people say, hey, well, I've heard it many times here on Purpose Kim Network where it says the Bible is the basic instructions before leaving Earth. And yes, that is so true as far as, if you want to use the acronym and definition for the Bible. So what I'm going back to is I wanted to make sure that, like I said many times before, I've used the phrase success is certain. But, like I said, when I've used that phrase, there's many times I want to incorporate, what I've said into, what we can learn. And so what I've done, tonight is that, it's just like we have many hosts here on Purpose Kingdom Network, sometimes we do get ideas. And yes, our very own Pastor Tori Daly had a program on a Sunday night, and it was Study for Life, and it was basically the instruction manual. So when I was listening to her program, I understand I can incorporate a lot of things that she was saying into what I'm going to be saying here tonight. So I'd like to thank her for, giving me a little bit of inspiration, a little bit more information on where how I can press forward, how to let you know that success is certain, that this is something that is built into us. This is something that's incorporated to us. And just like many great ideas, it doesn't just sit there and lay there and say, wow, that's a great idea, I didn't come up with that. It's also a great idea. I didn't come up with this, but I can incorporate this into what I'm doing and what I'm saying. So that's what I'm doing here tonight. And, like I said, once again, we're going to go back to our title tonight. This is going to be Success is Certain, RIF 2019. And as I said before, RIF was a very fundamental program in my youth. And what it is basically reading is fundamental. But I also want to bring that to 2019, reading is fundamental. And basically, the reading part of it is going to be the part of the Bible. And so tonight, one of the main scriptures that I'm going to be coming through is 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4 through 6. And with that being said, I'm just going to go ahead and pull out my Bible, and we're going to read Corinthians chapter 8, 4 through 6. So I'm going to do that right now. So let me just go ahead and pull that up. And 1 Corinthians chapter 4, chapter 8, verses 4 through 6 is, some people say quite rightly that idols have no actual existence, that there is nothing to them, and there is no God other than our one God. That no matter how many of these so-called gods are named in worship, they still don't add up to anything but a tall story. They say, again, quite rightly, that there is only one God, the Father, that everything comes from Him, and that He wants us to live for Him. Also, they say that there is only one Master, Jesus, the Messiah, and that everything is for His sake, including us. Yes, it's true. Can we just praise God for that verse that I just read? Now, in order for, you know, anything to be, you know, offered or manufactured to believe in, there has to be, you know, the overall and basically the structural manual for how to operate or how to, you know, just incorporate that. And I think a lot of people understand I'm going to use two products that's out there. And I'm going to use two instances. Okay, the first one is going to be the Apple product. And when people, they come to mind, they think of Apple, they think of the iPhone or the iPad or one of the major, you know, iProducts is out there. One of the main things when, you know, you have or you, you know, you want to go ahead and you purchase that product, one of the main things they have placed there with that Apple product is the instructional manual for how to operate that iPad or that iPhone. And one of the things that we do, and we can incorporate this in many things that we do in life, is that that instruction manual is just set there purposefully just in case you have that big idea that, hey, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to operate this this function of, you know, whatever this product that I have purchased or on my own. And I don't need an instruction manual. I can figure this out on my own. And we do this many times. And I don't have to just say, you know, just the iPhone or the iPad or whatever. But just for the simple fact that, you know, we think that we know what we're doing. But there's always, in case we don't know what we're doing or we think that, you know, we spent all this money on this product and we don't know what we're doing. So, you know, there sitting right there is the instruction manual for this product that we spent a lot of money on. And we go and we figure and we twiddle and we tinker with the product. And as we're tinkering along and we, you know, we're figuring out, and sometimes through a great many deal of trial and error, you know, we make some progress and we make that product functional. But one of the funny things is that, you know, when we purchase this product can do many, many things. It may do things that we may say, hey, you know what? I basically wanted to operate it as a phone, or I basically wanted to operate as a, you know, text messaging machine or something like that. But when we just, you know, we figure out that we see other people operating, you know, this purchase item that we have, and we see them doing different things that we, you know, that we do have, or that we can do with it, and we say, hey, you know, this thing has, you know, 128 different functions, but I'm only operating on 8 of them. and you're saying, wow, you know, for the value and you know, for the, you know, the price of this product, you know, I'm really not actually, you know, doing the multitude of functions that it can do. I'm only, I actually operate on 8 functions. I do see I do have a caller, so real quickly I'm going to, you know, go ahead and bring that caller on, and then we're going to just go ahead and continue. All right, caller, you there? Are you there, caller? All right, right now, can't quite hear the caller, so right now we're just going to go back. All right, so we're going to just go ahead and make our call to the queue, and then we're going to conclude our program. All right, so as I was saying about the product has many functions, and we're only using just a little bit of the functions or the capability. Like I said, a lot of the functions that, you know, like I said, I'm just going to go with the iPhone. And I can also go into, you know, if you don't identify with the iPhone, I can go back into the, I can go to the Galaxy. And the Galaxy is going to be really quite fascinating once I explain a lot more about the product of the Galaxy. And like I said, the real basic, you know, fundamental part of, you know, everything that, you know, that we do is the reading part. And the reading part is just so important. You know, it is so fundamental in all the stuff that we do, and it's so instrumental in where we can actually, instead of that figuring out part, where we can just cut out the middleman and just actually just take the time to read and figure out what are we trying to do and what functions we need. Yes, we can fiddle around with stuff. And like I was saying with the iPhone there, basically, they have set that instruction manual there, and they set that instruction manual there, and the reason why they set that there was because they want to know if you really, really want to figure out, if you really want to know the full potential of this product, you're going to read this manual. And they figure, hey, you know what, even for the person that just, you know, they like our product and they just want to play around, well, guess what, you know what, we still got that manual there for you. If you want to figure everything out and you want to use it for its full potential, you know, that manual is right there. It's right there. But in the meantime, if you want to waste your time in figuring out, you know, what was intended for the manufacturer, what was the full function of that iPhone, yes, it's there. So let's go on to, you know, like the Galaxy. The Galaxy Android products are, you know, they're pretty good. And the one thing about them is just like any other company that operates, you know, and they want to make sure that no matter what happens, that in that instruction manual, whether you fail to read it or whether you're just playing around. And a couple of short years ago, you know, the Galaxy had a bad reputation. And a lot of people just fail to realize that, you know, if you have a Galaxy phone or one of the Android phones or whatever, and you're going to know what I'm going to say in a couple seconds, was when they were exploding, catching on fire, they were, you know, if you were catching an airline, you know, airline flight, they would say, hey, if you have a Galaxy phone, don't try to charge it here because they were known to catch on fire. So a little manufacturer defect. And even though within the instruction manuals in the Galaxy S10 say, hey, we're not responsible for this or that, if you do this or do that, or if you happen to have a non-Galaxy charger, your phone may catch on fire or, you know, certain things may happen. They put that notice out. But one thing about any company, it's out there. If something goes wrong, they have to figure out. And I know it was a well-known video that was on YouTube where a guy was charging his phone. He came back out, and his car, his Jeep was on fire. It was on fire, and basically he zeroed on where the fire was coming from. It was from his Galaxy phone. And, you know, the Galaxy company or the Android company, they did properly what they were supposed to do. What they were supposed to do is they're supposed to make sure that their product, which is guaranteed to work whether you're within or without that manual, that you would trust this product. And one of the things they did was, first of all, they took care of the guy. They took care of his Jeep. Any airlines that had problems, they made sure they took care of that. We don't hear any warnings, you know, on airline flights anymore about please don't bring your Galaxy phone and please don't try to charge on this airplane because we don't want to have, you know, have any problems. So what they did was they did what any good company would do, was they protected their namesake. And how did you do that? You make sure whatever you have under your guarantee or under your product, you make sure you protect the product brand. You make sure whatever brand that you represent, you make sure that is so trustworthy and that it is so worthwhile buying or purchasing or putting your money behind it, that you make sure that no matter what happened or whatever bad word that comes out about your product, that you make sure that your product is shining. You make sure that your product is the product that's out there where everything is guaranteed. Whereas though no matter what you do, your product is so trustworthy, whether even if it go beyond the product and it does damage, that you make sure that it is so squeaky clean that you can clean that image up, that you can make sure that image is untarnished no matter what. And that is for that company's namesake. Now you say, well, okay, well, you know, I know, you know, some small companies or whatever that would just say, hey, you know what, we'll just, you know, we'll just say, we'll just fold everything up and just say, hey, you know what, we'll just let this company collapse. And we'll just pay that one person, that two people, or that three people. And what product comes to mind to you? That what company would do that? Well, there has been some foolish companies that have took that model. Some of them are still in business, some of them not. You know, the ones that, you know, that truly profit from, you know, their company model and their company, you know, reflection throughout, you know, the good times and bad times, to put it that way, is the ultimate, you know, the ultimate demise or that ultimate flourish of that company. One of the companies that have, you know, chose to, you know, bite the bullet, to put it to you that way, is a company that's well known, but they're splintered so far now, is that, you know, they're still profitable at some point, and it's, you know, well-known company, is well-documented. I can say Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson used to be a company that was, you know, well-known for, you know, over 50 years, I can say, maybe even more than that. But right now, you don't hear the product of Johnson & Johnson. You know why? It's because they didn't stand fully 100% behind their guarantees. And like I said, I'm only talking about three companies right now. I'm talking about Apple, I'm talking about the Android company, and I'm talking about Johnson & Johnson. If you remember, you know, if you think real deeply, you know, it really deeply affects, you know, how you spend your money, how you buy products. And basically, the information you get is from reading. How do you know to trust a product? It's from reading. You know, and sometimes, you know, and I know, you know, today with today's technology that we have the internet and stuff like that, and where they can have fake testimonials and stuff like that. But one of the better things that we have is we have that where you have that right to go ahead and incorporate, you know, within their testimonies that one negative testimony And that one negative testimony, I know you can probably look at, you know, testimonies and you can hear and look at customer response and you'll see one negative response. And that one negative response may ring so loudly better than the, you know, 230 good responses they have. What they can do and what these companies can do, they can ask that person to remove their post. And how do you think they do that? The same reason why, you know, the Apple Corporation and the Android Corporation do. They try to woo and wow somebody. You know, like I said, why do you think out of all these companies, how did the negative responses and some of the bad things, and like I said, you know, with a company, you have a company with success, doesn't mean that guarantees you that you will have a good reputation. And basically, they have a good reputation because they're protecting their namesake. And now, this is where the part I'll let you know that success is certain. Now, this is where God comes in your life. Okay, God has built in to you success. God has not built you for failure. God has not built you for drama. God has not built you up and placed you here on this earth for failure of any kind. And no matter, he basically brought you on earth for dominion over birds, fish, and basically the wildlife on earth. He didn't, you know, have you in here for any other reason. That was the basic reason, to have dominion over the earth. And what he did was, and he instilled in us on two different levels, through the Old Testament and New Testament. He instilled in us the Old Testament. And the Old Testament basically was to see how far we can go on without him stepping in. So basically, it was, we were here, and he knew that he instilled in us. Like I said, he is the author and finisher of all things. So he knew that basically where he began was actually how he finished. So basically he knew what the end result was. So he was ready to instill in us the instruction manual or the basic instructions before leaving Earth. But he gave us a chance. And God is a gentleman. He's a total gentleman, and he's not going to force himself on us because he created us in his own image. So he figured that without interference, that we eventually would, you know, be able to without his outside influence. But he had to step in. Just like companies that want to protect their image, you know, it is for his name's sake. Not for anything else. It was for his namesake because this is what he guaranteed. And that's why he brought us Jesus. Okay, look, without Jesus, you know, we would just be there, sitting there waiting for the very last second before we even begin to read the Bible to figure out where we are supposed to be, how we're supposed to worship him. And he has sent many prophets to us. And he said, hey, listen, I'm just going to give mankind one last chance before I step in and protect my namesake and send my son here. Have you ever figured out to say, hey, listen, you know, and just like any parent that have children, you know, you want your children to learn on their own and prosper. You know, you want them, you know, to just flourish. And there's times that we feel as though that as parents that we had to let our children grow and we had to let them learn. And there's also times that we feel as though that, hey, you know what, we're sitting there and we're trying to starve off, like if you know, a child's trying to learn how to ride a bike. And you know that eventually, in order for them to learn, they're going to have to be on their own, and they're going to have to be there without that safety net, where if they teeter to the left or teeter to the right, where they, you know, they won't fall over on one side or the other, or they'll figure out how to balance themselves and get it right and correct it, you know, correct themselves and be able to, once, you know, once they're able to, you know, get their balance, and next thing you know, is that you start watching and you start backing away, how the more you have that distance and they have that confidence that you no longer feel as though you can step in. Not saying that at any point where they get overconfident, they may fall over and fall down, may scrape their knee, may get a little nick and cut or whatever, or they may even damage the bike. But the basic thing is that they learn how to do things on their own. That's how it was designed for us, to do things on our own. It was, you know, God did not want to set interference, but guess what? He's the author and finisher, and he knows that eventually that there's going to be a time that no matter what we do and no matter how ultimately he designed this thing, we're going to have to pick up that Bible, we're going to have to read it, and we have to learn. And on top of that, he didn't want it to be where it was such a shocking factor that he had to send his only begotten son before us to really learn and understand that this is the gospel that he's been placing us. And on top of that, that we were really not intended to have to be sitting and reading anything because this was already instilled into us. So that's where he built up, where he had to let us know that we had to read the testimonies. The testimonies were placed there and placed in our heart because we didn't trust what he placed in our hearts. We had to see. We had to be the ones to say, hey, you know what? We're not doing this by faith. We want to do this by sight. But he let us know that, hey, you know what? It's not the way you said it. It's not the way I intended. It's the way I placed it in the first place. It is not your grand design. It's not for me to tell you what I have intended for you. It's not for me to tell you where your future is. Your heart knows where your future is, and if you don't believe it, I'm going to have to show it to you. You know, you're going to hit a brick wall, and when you crash into that brick wall, you're going to ask, why did I hit this brick wall? Second of all, to say, hey, how can I not do this again? That's where you rely on, you know, your testimony, and as you have your testimony, you'll hear other testimonies, and it is not about going to church, okay? And the reason why I'm saying that is the way people treat church is, or going to church, is like joining a motorcycle gang. You might as well join a motorcycle gang before you go to church. You know, and it's just the way people go about it. And the reason why is, I'm saying, is people feel as though they have to have that gang mentality, where as though, okay, this didn't work, so let me join other people that have things that didn't work for me. Then maybe all, you know, with all of us at once, where we have all these things that didn't work, then maybe one of us will have something work. But that is just a structure of some churches, not all churches. And, you know, I like to apologize by saying, you know, joining the church is like joining the motorcycle gang, because, no, it's not exactly the same. And, yes, do I want to make sure I'm getting my point across? Yes, I do. But, you know, it's not the same. But having the mentality, you know, I'm just saying how it's like joining the motorcycle gang. I'm not saying that's the same thing and you might as well not join the church. Sometimes some of the intentions that we have, even though we may not understand the full intent of, you know, of how, you know, how we're doing it and how the outcome is, sometimes from our greater motives come better outcomes. You know, that makes perfect sense of, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to justify what I said before, but like I said, I didn't mean to take it to that extreme, but and it's not to, you know, have an eye opener for anybody. It's just, you know, an example I had off the top of my head. Sorry about that. But getting back to what we're saying, you know, our success is guaranteed through him. You know, he guaranteed our success. You know, it is just like I said before, we have to read the Bible. We have to understand the Bible. And understanding the Bible doesn't mean, you know, join the church. You know, you can do that at home. And like I said, there is nothing wrong with fellowship, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, praising God outside of your home. But if God is not in your home and you're using that as an extension and saying, hey, you know what, I can do this, you know, outside my home, and then, you know, I can come back and I can, you know, raise hell for 6 days, and then on the seventh day, you know, praise God in the church. No, it's supposed to be in the house. It's supposed to be celebrated in the house. It's supposed to be, we learn. And like I said, this is the main instructions that we fail to listen to read. If you read your Bible, you read your Bible at home. It's basically telling you, when you go out, you know, you're extending, you know, my namesake. If you're going to congregate with white people, like minds, you know, that's where church is. Church doesn't have to be at one certain address or one certain affiliation. You know, and when I say affiliation, let me get this straight, you know, before anybody misinterprets anything. When I said one affiliation, that's affiliation with the Holy Ghost. And just like I said, like any product that's out there, they want to protect the brand. And when I say the affiliation with the Holy Ghost, I'm talking about, you know, just like the instruction manual where it's telling you that, you know, in case anything goes wrong, you know, we're going to, you know, hook you up with, you know, not only the manufacturer, you know, because the manufacturer, you know, may be somewhere else, but don't contact a retailer. Don't contact anybody that sold you this product. Contact an authorized dealer. And by that being said, and I know a lot of people are going to be probably, you know, they can hang up or they can just not listen or they may not understand. But when the thing is that when you're talking about an authorized dealer, that means somebody that's authorized by the manufacturer. And when I'm talking about the maker, God. I'm not talking about Buddha. I'm not talking about Muhammad. I'm not talking about Uncle Bob or Uncle Joe. I'm talking about an authorized dealer that deals in the knowing and the knowledge of this product. And that is God's property. If you're dealing with God's property, then guess what? Anybody that knows how to deal with God's property can properly maintenance God's property. So if you're feeling out of whack or you're feeling confused or whatever, and you want to go to Buddha, you want to go to one of the Hindu gods, one of the 600 ones they got, that's not an authorized dealer in the Holy Ghost. Okay? You want to deal with an authorized dealer. And guess what? Just like, you know, like I said, like the many products, God has ordained some people to deal with the problems that we have. But like I said, if we read the basic instructions before leaving Earth, then yes, we know who those authorized dealers are. They're not the author or the continuation of confusion. They're not the ones that is going to tell you, hey, if you give me $20 more, I can fix the problem or I can find a problem. They're not going to tell you to send them burnt offerings. They're not going to tell you to give me your firstborn kid. They're not going to tell you to do some anything that doesn't deal with a peaceful resolution besides accepting Jesus in your life. Wow. I think I basically was talking to myself. That's basically, you know, some of the things where I learned in life, whereas though, you know, just by basically reading the Bible, that I can basically nurture and, you know, teach myself the word that I need to hear, the word that I need to read. You know, when I read Proverbs, and just by reading just the whole chapter Proverbs, I've came through a whole revelation of myself, and I have a whole revelation of where, you know, basically just by reading Proverbs was just a life-changing experience right there in itself, and that was just one book of the Bible. So basically, you know, and as I started going along, that's how I've grown. That's how I've actually able to go ahead and establish, you know, some of the means and the ways that I go about my life right now today. And it's basically my basic instructions before leaving Earth. And I'm going to tell you right now, just the way I figured out how some of these corporations are acting, authorizing themselves, and making sure that they protect their product, I know that God has protected and made sure that for his name's sake that I am whole and that I know the Holy Word and that I know how to read and interpret the gospel and interpret it into my life to make sure that through his name's sake that I am a success. And it's the same thing with everybody. You know, just the same way I've come through this revelation that everybody and each and everybody, you know, that's heard my voice and not heard my voice, they know that sings true and that rings true throughout their life. But, you know, without that, you know, we wouldn't have a single person, you know, seeking salvation. Because it, you know, to them, it's so easy, and sometimes we trick and fool ourselves and say, oh, it's not that easy. Oh, that's all it takes. Yes, it's all it takes. It's all it takes is just creating that relationship with our Creator. And that's through basically reading the Bible. And as I stated before, reading is fundamental. And I'm going to be always saying that success is certain, and I just wanted to make sure that I hammer home how successful he wants us to be and how much that he stands behind us, that for his name's sake he wants to make sure, but he guaranteed, and he guaranteed, and we go right back to where they, you know, we read the instruction manual, that if anything goes wrong, no matter what happens, you contact the manufacturer himself. Contact us, and they make sure, and sometimes it's a little big print, sometimes it's small print, but it's the actual physical address of that company. It's the actual phone number. It's the actual corporate number. They break all the numbers down. They break it down to their IT service. They break it down to their sales. They break it down to, you know, the vice president of operations, to the president of operations. And you're looking, you're like, who would actually publish? And it's like anybody right now, who would publish their actual physical address and phone number for anybody to look up or anybody to call? And you're saying, well, there may be a lot of people wasting my time. Not with him. Not with him. And a lot of companies, they feel as though, no, they're not wasting their time. You know why? Because they want to make sure they protect their namesake. They want to make sure before you call Channel 6, Channel 29, or any kind of news corporation and say, hey, listen, I spent this money on this product, and you see what the outcome is. You see how jacked up this thing is, and you see what it did to this or that, da-da-da. Guess what? God's the same way. He want to make sure that if you can't seek out a pastor, a reverend, or a minister, if they can't help you, you come directly to me. You come directly to me. And that's how these companies operate, and that's how they prosper and flourish, because they have that guarantee. They make sure that no matter what happens, no matter where you go to, whether you go to one of the authorized dealers, you know what they would do if you go to an authorized dealer and that dealer cannot fix the product? That dealer will lose his authorized dealer license. It's the same thing here. God wants to know if his authorized dealer is actually, you know, still up to task of dealing with his product. And that's a product of us being God's people. Can they handle it? you know, throughout the test of time or whatever. Maybe they were able to handle for a little bit, but maybe they wasn't sure that how many people was going to come in with products. They just need to fix a little this, a little that, and a little there, you know. Sometimes maybe they're, you know, they're a little overwhelmed, and sometimes maybe they need to be fixed. But sometimes, you know, ultimately is what it comes down to. Do we trust them to help us? Do we trust them with our problems? Do we want to come in there, you know, and one of the first things that I've learned is that when I spoke to, you know, one of the first younger ministers, and I was coming to him with a problem, they were telling me about what Sister Smith was going through. And I said, well, if I tell this guy what my problem is, then maybe the next person to come in, he's going to tell him my problems. I was like, you know what? No thanks. You know, we need to have that trust. You know, it's, and one thing that we have to understand is when we are part of God's people, we are not only his property, but we're his ambassadors. We're his ambassadors. We have to go without gossip, and we have to go without feelings. We cannot invoke our feelings in some of the things we feel, whether somebody we feel as though somebody's right or wrong. If you're an ambassador of God, you're going to just basically state God's statement. You're his ambassador. You're not him. You're not opinion of God. No one can ever be opinion of God. No one can ever inflect the emotions on whatever God is saying. The only thing I can say is if personally someone asks you how you feel, not how do you feel about this or that person or that person, you have to make sure you separate yourself. You say, hey, listen, as an ambassador of God, and I'm one of God's people, God does not invoke conflict, and part of gossip is part of invoking conflict. I will not participate. You can ask someone else. You know, part of being God's property, not only that we're guaranteed to be successful, we're also guaranteed to learn our purpose, and that is the main thing. And, you know I'm looking at the time. I'm running out of time. I know that if I have to, I'll do another show, but I'm going to tell you something. The guarantee is that we'll find our purpose. That is how we'll be successful. That's how success is certain. That's how I can state this clearly and let you know, yes, it is certain. It is certain. Success is certain. And one of the better part of it is that reading your Bible. Reading is fundamental. Like I said, it's so instrumental, a program, you know, in my younger life, where they had the roof trucks. Basically, it was an extension of the public library. It was making sure that, you know, children and youth were able to get out, and they were able to actually, you know, get out and read and get books and things of that nature. Yes, you know, reading is fundamental. Learning to read and how to understand and interpret things. And the next one was, you know, the ABC after school special. And, you know, you guys know I'm not a singer, and, you know, there is no way that I can hold a note. But one of my best things was Conjunction Junction, what's your function? I'm going to get you there from very careful. Oh, boy. That's the best stuff I can do right there. But anyway, you know, there were those things. It's like right now, as I look at, you know, what the youth are looking at right now, I see SpongeBob and, you know, Homer Simpson and all these silly programs that just have, you know, it just, to me, it's like nonsense. This is like something I just don't get because, you know, as I've gotten older, I've learned that, the cartoons and things that I watch, they had substance. I did learn, even though I just got finished, you know, spending so many hours in school. You know, one of the last things I wanted to do was, you know, learn something from a cartoon. I just want to be entertained. And I did learn things, even though I didn't know I was learning things. I learned things. Like with the Transformers, you know, they had the Decepticons and, the Autobots. And one of the things was they had to learn how to coexist. You know, with G.I. Joe, no one was half the battle. You know, and it's just, you know, it goes on and on. You know, same thing with, you know, Thundercats. You know, that was my favorite cartoon, Thundercats. You know, and then, you know, along the lines, we have a lot of different things like the VeggieTales and stuff like that where, you know, you learn, you know, so many different things. And it wasn't just like just sitting there being entertained for no reason. It was an entertainment for a purpose. And with that being said, it's going to be time for the call of salvation. I'm just going to go ahead and get into the call of salvation. Then we'll go back to our program. And after that, we'll go ahead and do our announcements. And, you know, as I was saying about, you know, the guarantee, you know, you want to make sure that there's a guarantee. And there's no person on earth that can give you a guarantee. There's no one person that's living on earth right now to give you a guarantee. One of the best ways you can do it is by creating a connection with your creator, and that is God. And through God, you have to go through the Son, which is Jesus Christ. You know, we all suffer for a lack of knowledge. But right there, if you read in the Bible, it's stated right there that he sent his only Son to die on the cross on Calvary to die for our sins. And if you believe that, you can say that with your mouth. You can say, I believe that you sent your only begotten Son to die for our sins on the cross of Calvary. Once you said that, you know, you're saved. And the next thing you need to do is just admit it with your tongue and say, hey, you know, call anyone and say, hey, listen, I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. And he died, you know, he died for me. He died for you. And I believe that. And that's all you have to say. Could be to anyone, your mom, best friend, wife, girlfriend, or just any random person in the street, or you can just text someone that. You just want to do that, and you just want to admit that, and you know, and create that admission with that freedom with your tongue. And, you know, hey, just let us know here at Purpose Kingdom Network that, you know, you turned over a new leaf in life. You know, we'll be glad to hear from you. And one of the ways you can correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network is you can correspond with us here at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. PurposeKingdomNet@gmail. We can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello. Let us know you turned over a new leaf in life, and we are greatly appreciate that. And we're glad to hear about the good news. And tonight is our 976th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And we thank you so much for listening, whether you're listening online or via phone. And anytime you're listening online and you want to call in, the phone number to call in is 319-527-6091. You can also correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network at purpose_kingdom at Twitter and Instagram. Also, you know, we're broadcasting right now live on blogtalkradio.com. But anytime you want to hear or listen to any of our past previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we thank you so much for doing that. Also, if you have, like I was saying about iPhones and Androids, if you have an Android, you can go to Google Play. You can go to Podcast. There you go. Go to Podcast. Type in Purpose Kingdom. And then just hit like, and you can hear any of our past or previous broadcasts and even some of our live shows, depending on what time of day you're listening to it. Also, if you have an iPhone, there's a purple icon that says podcast. You can go in there, type in Purpose Kingdom Network, and you can like us there and hit the follow button, and you will hear any of our past or previous broadcasts. We thank each and every one of you for doing that, and we thank you so much. And with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom, which is at 9 p.m. hour. And like I said, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And don't forget, we thank you so much here at Purpose Kingdom Network for supporting us and for listening to us no matter where you at in the world. We just thank you so much. And with that being said, we'll go ahead and wrap up tonight's show. And tonight's show is titled Success is Certain, RRF 2019, and the RRF stands for Reading is Fundamental. And one of the basic or one of the fun parts about it is reading the Bible. And there has, and like I said, reading, the reading part is fundamental. And I threw the 2019 in there because this year is the year that I have found myself reading the Bible more and more than I have ever done before, which is, you know, no special circumstances, it's just me reading the Bible. And there are a lot of things, you know, that's in the Bible that, you know, we read, but sometimes we don't see it. And that's because sometimes it may not pertain to that part of our lives. And there's going to be sometimes we read the Bible where as though it seems to fit perfect, and it seems to be that is the word I've been waiting to hear or waiting to read. Well, that's how the function of the Bible is, and that's how it happens a lot of times. Just like the instruction manual, where though, and like I said before, you know, we buy products, and most of the time we buy products is we just bypass that instruction manual, and we don't even go in and wonder about how a function works unless it's something we want to work. Sometimes we may buy a product that we only use maybe two functions. You know, the two functions probably turn on and turn off. And then sometimes we'll, you know, change the channel or something like that. You know, there are so many sophisticated TVs like Apple TVs, Roku TVs, and stuff like that that performs over 120 functions. And you figure, well, you know, you spent this much money and you're not even trying to use no more than maybe 10 functions. You know, and sometimes it takes you going over somebody's house where they have that same exact product you have in your house, and you see them doing all kinds of different things, and next thing you know, you're wondering, and you go back and you go to the instruction manual, like, how is they doing all this? You know how they doing all that? Because they read the instruction manual. They figured out how to master what they wanted to do. And it's the same thing with you. If you want to master, you know, some of the many functions that you can do, you can go ahead and read the instruction manual. Go and read that Bible. Ain't nothing wrong with reading that Bible. Because, like I said, it's some of the many functions that you can do that you don't even know what you're doing. Don't you know that there is a graveyard, no matter where we at, with people with so many great ideas that never flourish? You hear what I'm saying? The graveyard has such a capacity filled with so many people, with so many great things, that never got launched off the ground, that never took place, that never even hit, you know, this physical manifestation. Let's be grave robbers, and let's make sure that we reach our full potential as much as we can. And if I maximize that is by reading the Bible, making sure that we read our instruction manual before leaving Earth. You know, basic instructions before leaving Earth. Make sure we read that. Make sure we reach our full potential because, you know, we don't want to be, you know, the ones that sit near in the graveyard where some of the many great ideas just sit there to die, sit there to rest. You know, we want to make sure that when we leave that empty shell, that it's going to be truly empty, where there is nothing left. You know, there's nothing left. Everything that we had to give was given. All our great ideas that we had, they're out there. That great big idea of this corporation, this small business, this idea, this nonprofit. If it's not out there, if it's nothing, if we don't have the confidence, if we don't know how to basically apply it to ourselves, it's going nowhere but the grave. You know, make sure that we're grave robbers. Make sure we're robbing the grave of anything that is anything potentially exponential or something that we can uplift ourselves or our fellow mankind with just basically our ideas and thoughts. You know, our ideas and thoughts are basically part of our dreams. Part of our dreams and things that we manifestation is something we practice time and time again And we don't know how that we just came up with this revelation. We don't understand how that all of a sudden we have this great idea. We're actually formulating and making things come together. That is because we dreamed them. That is because God has placed this in our heart, and that's part of our purpose. You know, a lot of people can't interpret their dreams because one of the things is they don't know where the dream started and where it ended. But you're going to have that dream many times and time again. And we just want to make sure that when we have those dreams and then we have them, like I said, we've practiced this 1,000 times in our mind and our sleep. This is something that has been guaranteed. This is part of our purpose. This is something that doesn't happen just over one night. This happens over many nights. And so how do you think you remember? How do you think that you can interpret it and put it into steps? Okay, we just don't always step out there into the unknown without it not being, you know, placed in our heart where we have a direction. You know, we do things and we do step out into the unknown. But there are some things that he revealed to us to give us that confidence, where though we will take that chance, we'll take that first step. You know, there is, you know, like I said, when you're a newborn child and you learn to walk, you know, you're gonna start feeling around and grasping things. You wanna know, is it safe for you to take a step? You wanna know if it's safe for you to stand up, and you're gonna look around. That's how we are. That's how we are. Once we reach that Bible, we start reading. Like I said, reading is fundamental. Once we start reading, it don't matter where you start reading at. When you start reading, guess what? That Bible will be incorporated into your life. That same scripture that you're reading right now, that you keep reading over and over again, you see, I can't get it. You know what? You've got it. You keep saying, I don't understand what this means. You understand what it means. You keep saying, I've got this feeling. I need to read Psalms 151. You keep reading and keep reading it. And you keep saying, what does this mean? What does it mean? It's already happened to you. That's what it means. It means move on. Find the next scripture. Sometimes everybody want to know that it has to be this whole big subtle explosion. You know, we're reading the Bible and we're trying to get something out of it, but we already got out of it what we need. We need to move on. Okay, we need to grow. We just can't keep sticking on one scripture. It already happened to you. If you're reading that scripture, it happened to you. If you feel as though you didn't get anything out of it and you're reading again, guess what? It happens so fast that you need to move on. Trust me. And it's not that hard, and it's not, you know, that difficult of a plateau. God has set us up in levels and different ways where we, you know, have to understand it and interpret things. But guess what? We can't interpret everything. We can't understand how he moves through us. Only thing we have to do is know that once he moves through us, we need to move on. We just can't keep singing and reading that same song and reading that same scripture. We need to move on in advance. We can't get stuck in neutral. You know, he didn't design us to be stuck in neutral. He has full-heartedly made sure that he has guaranteed our success. And, you know, like any other time, I love when I run out of time because I realize I have so much more to say. But this is something I love doing. This is something I'm always going to be doing until, you know, the last air leaves my breath. And, you know, like, just, you know, just like doing it, just like broadcasting, just like hearing other people broadcast, like hearing their success. And, you know, and just like, you know, anybody else, I love to just share my success and love to hear anybody else's success. And, you know, with that being said, you know, with God willing and God's blessing, you know, I'll see you another 2 weeks. If not, before then, maybe we can get a little sports topic going on. You know, like I said, it's always been fun. Love hearing from you. Love hearing from everybody. Like I said, I'm really happy and really overjoyed tonight, and I was glad I was able to have this discussion with you. And like I said, God will, God bless, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Deuces.
Jesus bless. He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. I
I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
Baby,
I will not lose. Yeah.